Settling into whatever posture you've chosen for this morning for a body scan here on Earth Day. Feeling into all those contact points that the body makes with the earth. The feet, the legs, the bottom, the back perhaps, the hands, the head. And regardless of your posture, really feel into that unconditional support of the earth. And allowing for some nice full breaths, feeling the breath in the whole body to just really connect a little more deeply with body. And as we go into this body scan, remembering that while we're supported by the earth, we actually are the earth. We are part of this earth. It can't be otherwise. There is no separation. It just appears separate. But we're no more separate from the earth than the plants and the rocks and the other animals. Letting the breathing subside, be just as it is, and engaging in a body scan with a kindly, friendly interest. Feeling down into the feet, the soles of the feet, the toes. Our earth feet. Noticing whatever sensations are here. And the tops of the feet. These are not our sensations, these are sensations of the earth. Simply noticing them coming and going. And letting attention move into the ankles, the shins, the calves. Noticing whatever is showing up here. Just as it is. There is no incorrect sensation, just like there's no wave in the ocean that's a wrong wave. It is simply life, the life of the earth unfolding according to conditions and causes. Sensing too into the knees. opening to sensations that are pleasant and others that are unpleasant, and how they too are changing. And then feeling into the thighs, these powerful bones and muscles, and into the hip joints, perfectly constructed for walking on the earth upright. And that doesn't mean that we don't have compassion for any of the aches and pains in the body. Open to this, just as you would open to the suffering of any being, or even the great tree that's been cut down. So we can be compassionate with the body and grateful at the same time. And feeling the breath moving through the legs down to the toes. Feeling the whole of the legs and feet. And then on an out breath, let's gently shift our awareness into the hands. The miraculous opposable thumbs, the dexterous fingers, the sensitive palms and backs of the hands. These amazing forms rising out of the earth. And feeling into the wrists and the forearms. What can you feel here? And as always, gently redirecting attention as it wanders. Remembering those intentions to be here in the body. With compassion, gratitude, perhaps even a sense of reverence for the body, reverence for the earth, feeling the forearms. into the elbows. In the upper arms. And let's include here the shoulder joints. And breathing into the arms down to the fingertips, feeling arms and hands all together. Letting that go on the out breath, redirecting attention into the pelvic region, the buttocks, the pelvic bones, the sitting bones, the hip joints again, sense of the pelvic girdle, genitals, perhaps bladder, lower intestines within. We have an idea that the body, our individual respective bodies, are solid and separate. But when we pay deep attention, we notice the changing nature of body and how it is all part of this earth, the exchange of atoms happening continuously. And coming into the abdomen now, where we can feel the rise and fall of the belly, and know deep within are all the various organs of digestion. And appreciating how we take in plant and animal life and digest it into the creation of our body parts, letting go of what we don't need. All is the earth. And letting the awareness move through the abdomen to the back of the torso, And let's feel into the lower parts of the spine, the sacrum, the buttocks again. Feeling into the muscles, the bones. And letting the awareness move up the back, continuing to feel the spine, the muscles, adding in the ribs. Knowing too that the ribs are protecting the kidneys that filter the blood. Again, an exchange with the earth. And moving up the back, continuing to feel the ribs, the spine, the muscles. And also into the shoulder blades, the shoulder muscles. And letting the awareness move into the back of the neck, feeling those muscles, the spine. Coming back as attention wanders. The thoughts, the emotions, they too are all part of the earth. Our consciousness, all of the earth. So we don't reject these other parts, we just notice them. And for now, we're feeling body. Letting the awareness move from the back and the neck into the chest, possibly feeling the heartbeat. A sense of pulsation, vitality. And the lungs automatically breathing. And that exchange of the air with the atmosphere. And feeling into the front of the neck. sensing the breath from the neck all the way down to the pelvic region, feeling the whole of neck and torso together. Opening to anything challenging, perhaps breathing in and out of it, breathing with it. Releasing that on the exhale and bringing attention now into face and head, feeling the jaw, the chin. And the mouth, inside and outside. And sensing into the nose and the passage of air. The cheeks, the cheekbones. And feeling the eyes, the muscles around and between them. And up into the forehead. And sensing to the scalp, the cranium, perhaps feeling of hair on the head. And then to the ears, and aware of hearing. And breathing in and out of face and head, feeling it as a whole. And letting that sense of breathing into extend down the arms, through the torso, and down to the toes. Feeling breath and body as a whole. And so here we are, earthlings, earthlings of the earth. And listening to this poem by Derek Walcott that expresses that in, of course, a poetic way. And it's simply called Earth. Let the day grow on you upward through your feet, the vegetal knuckles, to your knees of stone, until by evening you are a black tree. Feel with evening. The swifts thicken your hair. The new moon rising out of your forehead. And the moonlit veins of silver running from your armpits like rivulets under white leaves. Sleep as ants cross over your eyelids. You have never possessed anything as deeply as this. This is all you have owned from the first outcry through forever. You can never be dispossessed. You can never be dispossessed.